At the Nebraska Cattlemen's annual meeting in Kearney, we're going to visit with Joan Ruskamp, who is chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the Beef Checkoff program. And you gave a report last night to the group here, and a lot of good things happening with the checkoff program. What do you think are some of the highlights right now?
Great. Okay, so let's start with Chuck Knows Beef. It's a new, what we call it artificial intelligence. It's things you can do, like when you go to Google and search for something, you're looking for cars maybe, or you're looking for a present for toddler age, what's hot item for Christmas. Those kind, you know, we're Googling things all the time, right? All right, now you can look more for beef. So the consumer from Maine to down to southern Florida, all across and all around the world, you can go into Google and say, and just type Chuck Knows Beef, and it'll take you to a website, which is the Beef It's What's For Dinner website. All the material that's already in there, Chuck has access to. So Chuck is like our virtual beef guy. And you type in a question, what does it mean to cook a steak medium rare? What can I make out of this cut? Say a grocery store has beef on sale, a certain cut, and a mom's standing there, she can go into her phone and ask that question, what can I do with this? Mm-hmm. That's going to help her be a little more thrifty if she's watching her budget and what she wants to feed her kids. And a lot of people like to utilize beef in the diet. They don't always know what cuts to buy, how it can be really convenient. And so this is so simple. It's on your smartphone, right? And very soon, the Alexa device, which some people are familiar with in your home, it's that little round dot kind of thing about an inch high. You can say, Alexa, play Christmas music. Alexa, what's the weather today? Alexa, check flights for me from Omaha to Denver. I mean, we can ask her all these questions. Well, now you can say, Alexa, Chuck Knows Beef, and you're taken to Chuck, and there will be a voice, and you can ask Chuck. So then virtually you're in your kitchen, and you want to make a recipe, say, you can ask Chuck then for a recipe for beef fajitas or something with blue cheese, beef and blue cheese. What are some recipe ideas? Or maybe you're sitting around the table after you ate, and you've got some college kids visiting with your own son or daughter, and they're asking questions about a farm. You can go to Chuck Knows Beef and say, how are cows raised? What happens in a feedlot? And you can be taken right to all that information. When you type it in, you can, and then Chuck verbally will say, do you want to know more? So you always have the opportunity to get a little bite-sized piece and then keep going into more of the weeds, per se, of getting information.
That's amazing. Yeah. The technology is amazing. And Chuck has all the answers?
He will eventually have all of them. He might not answer, like, who's the president of the United States because it's not on the website. But again, everything that is there, and when it pertains to beef, and that's the focus, we're focusing on anything a consumer would wonder about beef, and they're wondering a lot of things, including sustainability, so that's in there as well. Is it okay to eat beef? Like, am I hurting the environment? Those kind of things. People are asking those questions, and we want to give them answers that we know reign true because of the research we've done with checkoff dollars. These checkoff dollars are being used this way because they reach a large amount of people. If we use commercials, TV commercials or radio, or especially TV and the printed, it costs a lot of money and we don't have quite the reach. By going into these virtual types of social media platforms, even Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, but really this artificial intelligence feature to help us, we are reaching many millions of people versus thousands. I mean, into the billions.
Yeah, and you're reaching that younger group.
Right.
Especially that right. May not be as excited about eating beef as some of us older folks are.
Right. Okay, so you and I, we grew up, beef was pretty normal, pot roasts on Sundays and all of those things. There's still some memory attached to that with this 18 to 34 group because their parents served that to a degree. But what about the elementary kids today? They're hearing a lot about plant-based proteins. They're even getting them in their school lunch programs. There's folks driving that policy to try to get more plant-based protein in the diet for our young people. So we have to continually get parents comfortable with serving beef and eating beef and feeling positive about the fact that they can eat beef. And when they do, they get their children eating it. And then you've got to keep getting that next generation liking your product, enjoying it, and being confident in it.
You mentioned plant-based foods, and there is a big push going on mm-hmm. in that area, and some of us coming from animal rights activists, some of from environmentalists or working together. So how is the checkoff going to deal with that?
Partly by promoting beef itself. When you start going into areas that might conflict with some type of policy, we have to avoid that. It's not to say we can't be in the discussion, because if it involves the product of beef, we can. And of course, everything we do is by the act and order that was prescribed us when the checkoff was passed. The best part about this is that the producers get to decide. So the producers sit on committees at the state and national levels. We hear the contract presentations. We give feedback. In fact, the contractor that's doing the Chuck Knows Beef talked about this a few years ago, and our committee got so excited. We had a young man from the South on our committee, and we said, he's the voice. We want his voice to be Chuck. It would, you know, and so our excitement and enthusiasm helped them to feel comfortable, you know, really developing it, because it takes a lot of money to develop this kind of a program. But that's where this is with the checkoff. It's all about producer engagement. Producers are the ones driving this. And what concerns me, you know, as I've watched things unfold around our country and the attack on the checkoff, is that producers don't fully understand the value of the program to keeping the beef community, the farmers and ranchers out there, long term. Because we do have a lot of attacks. A lot of it comes to the environmental part now. You know, it seems like it goes in waves. First, they attack the product itself, that it's not good for you. Well, now we have a lot of the research that says beef is good in the diet. We have a lot of people that they already love the taste of it. And so you start getting into, well, what else can we do to make people stop eating it? Let's go with the environment. Nobody wants to hurt the environment. So now they're attacking the environment. But now we have all these studies and research that help us prove cattle are not only okay in the environment, they add benefit by being in the environment. And so that story being told by producers, with it's $1 per head, it's a very small part of our budget, and yet it does so much for us.
You mentioned the attacks on the checkoff, lawsuits. Is the beef board able to combat that?
Well, the USDA represents us. And so it's not the Cattlemen's Beef Board that's being sued. It's right now the state of Montana, their beef council for a wording issue. And so the USDA does all the legal representation. We pay all their bills. And so basically every producer out there is helping to pay the legal fees for this court battle in Montana.
You did mention last night that you are going to put more money into producer communications,
right,
to maybe counteract some of the negative information.
Right. You know, we just haven't been really good at telling the great story of the checkoff. And so we're going back to using more printed media, ways that our producers can access it and see it, and then also have a lot of listening sessions. Really listen into the producers and their concerns. All over the country we're going to have these. And so, yes, it took more money. It takes money out of doing the consumer outreach and things. But we need our producers to be on board with the checkoff. And so it's that important that the operating committee really upped the funding for the program this year.
Now, in the past, I know you've had surveys that indicated, you know, 85% approval of what the checkoff is doing. Is this negative information eroding that? Or?
It seems like it still stays around that 70%. But the thing is, people can say they're okay with the checkoff, but they don't really know a lot about it or what it's doing. And so what we're hoping is to help share how the checkoff works and what it is doing and how that benefits every single one of us. We have cattle, but we produce beef. And it's really important as producers to recognize the value of making sure beef stays out there on the plate.